You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Ponderosa Music and Arts Festival in beautiful Rock Creek, BC is back this August 19th to 21st, featuring such spectacular artists as Timber Tambor, Black Mountain, Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, The Pack AD, Sticky Buds, Moon Tricks with Smoothie, Data Plan, Louise Burns, Dirty Spells, and many, many more. Come experience a festival that is all about the music and the fun, complete with pancake breakfast, river floating, yoga, and all the super clean mountain water you can drink. For only $169. Get your tickets now at PonderosaFestival.com and join the party.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
All right, now my voice is on the air. The show is A Face for Radio, and I am your host, Eric Coates, broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory on CITR 101.9 FM. Prepositions are a pain. That'd be a good theme of a show. It is not the theme of the show. Show today is a bit of a downer, I'll be honest, but it's such a beautiful day that we need to even things out. Sometimes there's too much good and too much bad, you know, we just need a nice middle point. However, there's never too much good music. And here is a beautiful song by Jackson C. Frank. It's called Just Like Anything. Enjoy.
Just like anything, to sing, to sing, to sing, is a state of mind. Sunlight dances slowly on a drum beat's broken rhyme. I speak in answers only to see them in my mind. If I had a penny, I'd throw it in the sea to see if it would float away or grow a penny tree. I play the fool of rhythm to speak of what is sane. I never think of singing to those who feel the same. How high the rain falls, see the color in my hair. Hunt for golden porridge bowls, hear the paper tear. Just like anything, to sing, to sing, to sing, state of mind. Death gives no reason, so why should I? Death has no season, so I know I'll never die. Just like anything, to sing, to sing, to sing is a state of mind.
This is called Marcy's Song. Well, she's just a picture. Lives on my wall. She's just a picture. And the reason it is so small. Smile so inviting and a body so tall. Well, she's just a picture. Just a picture. That's all. Well, you stand there with the nightshade. Her dripping down your hands. You ask me about the lightning. Lady, understands. It's a dream for the future, water for the sand, and the strangeness is wandering through many calling lands. Just a picture. Lives on my wall. Well, she's just a picture. Reason it is so small. Smile so inviting, body so tall. Well, she's just a picture, just a picture, that's all, just a picture, that's all.
All right, we just finished off a little set there, starting it all off with Jackson C. Frank, Just Like Anything, off of his album Blues Run the Game. And then inspired by that, I decided to play another song by Jackson C. Frank. The song is Marcy's Song, except we didn't play his version. Marcy's Song, originally also off Blues Run the Game, was featured, and this is the first time, this is how I first heard it, was in the movie Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, which was a, or is, an independent sort of thriller that came out, I don't know, about 6 years ago, something like that, 5 years ago. Great movie. Really moved, or, you know, messed with me. It's about a cult leader. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. It's definitely worth watching. But anyways, John Hawkes, also known as the modern day incarnation of a young Harry Dean Stanton. So just if you saw Winter's Bone, he's in it. He also did that movie, I think, The Sessions, where he's paralyzed and goes to see a sex therapist with Helen Hunt, I believe. Anyways, he's a really good actor. He also plays music, and he does a cover of the song Marcy's Song in the movie Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. And I was like, wow, that song is so good. Holy, where did that come from? And then never really looked into it until I heard about Jackson C. Frank a few years later. And heard the song, and I was like, I think I know that from somewhere. And serendipitously, one came to the other, and I decided to play them both for you. And then we played a song called The Weight, as in waiting, not The Weight as in how much you weigh. So not like the band's song, The Weight. The song is called The Weight as in waiting by another Canadian, Tobias Gesso Jr., who is originally from Lynn Valley. And this comes off his only album, Goon, which came out last year. It's a great album. I was talking about Elton John with my girlfriend about how she was saying how she doesn't understand why he isn't considered cool or is as popular as other people of his time. And I was kind of like, I think I understand why he isn't, even though I don't think it's fair. You know, I don't feel like Elton John has ever exuded cool in the way that a Keith Richards does. So, you know, that kind of limits his appeal. And he wrote a song like Candle in the Wind, which is just, you know, remarkably cheesy. But Elton John is great. And he should get some more love. And that made me think of Tobias Gesso Jr. because he kind of sounds like him. Anyway. That's about that. I was just talking to an unnamed source here. I cannot give the name of the source. They do not want to be mentioned. But this source told me that apparently, I don't know if you knew this, but fun fact, that during the Olympics, the Olympic Village, the athletes' village, wherever all the athletes stay, becomes a sort of like sex den. It becomes like an old folks' home or a summer camp for 18-year-olds. It's just everyone is just having sex with each other. They're just Olympians, just very athletic, strong people. Like the flag bearer from Tonga right now is probably in Rio after he fought jiu-jitsu, you know, just hanging out with, you know, a swimmer from Norway. Let's just put it that way. I'd never thought of this before until I was told that this happens. And it makes complete sense that it would happen. And it's a lot of stress. They need to relieve the stress. I just think it's hilarious that we just imagine all these people, these Olympians stressed out, really wanting to win gold. You know, they've spent their entire lives working for this moment. But really deep down, they're just seeing, like, who they have a chance of getting in bed with. which probably explains why Team USA's basketball team sucked yesterday in the Olympics. Anyway, we're going to change tune, and we're going to listen to a song by Julianne Baker. She is from Memphis, Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken, and she played a show here on Tuesday. I was not able to go, but I would have liked to. So I hope you enjoy. The song's called Brittle Boned by Julianne Baker.
Thank you.
Back on CITR 101.9 FM. The show is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, and we are broadcasting, as always, live from unceded Musqueam territory on CITR 101, the campus of Vancouver's, of UBC, Vancouver, BC. Oh my goodness. All right. So what we listen to? That was a bit of a longer set. We kicked it off with Julianne Baker and the song Brittle Boned off of her debut, her only album to date, Sprained Ankle. It's a very good, very sad kind of album, but it's great. And she played here at the Cobalt, so hopefully you got to see that. And then after that, we listened to the band Mothers from Athens, Georgia, who sound, the singer sounds a lot like Angel Olsen. But they're good in their own right. And the song we listened to was Lockjaw off of their album, also their first and only, You Walk a Long Distance and You Are Tired, which I think is a great album title. It's very true. Anyways, that's the band Mothers. And then we came local and listened to the band Dumb with the song She's the Only Part Duh of their cassette Beach Church. There's a nice song, quieter song on that album, a bit of a ballad. And then we listened to Fuzzy P with the song Cherry Plastic Earrings of their album On a Lawn, also one of the more ballady type songs. And great tune, also very evocative title. And so I'm in a band, and we're supposed to play a house party. Fuzzy P is supposed to play it as well. I can't say any more details because it's not my house party. But it's a given that it's a house party. You know, I wanted to, or we as a band decided that we wanted to play some covers. You know, it's not that I think, you know, our songs are all right. They're good. They can get the party rocking. But, you know, everyone loves to hear crowd pleasers every once in a while. So we were thinking of songs to play, what different songs can we do, would this be a good party song, would people like it? Because it's very hard to find the balance between playing a crowd pleaser and a song that's going to surprise people a little bit and a song that people are going to thoroughly enjoy. For example, you could play something like Living on a Prayer. I don't know how that would go. Like, maybe it would be a huge success because people would be so shocked that you actually decided to play Living on a Prayer. Or maybe it would just go horribly, which would be my initial reaction, because people would be going, why are you playing this song? Of course, it depends on the house party. So, you know, a lot of that was going through my head. I was trying to figure out what is a good thing to play. Well, I thought a sweet song to play because it's just gets people riled up is a song by Sonic Youth called Cool Thing of their album Goo. It also features in the movie Simple Men by Hal Hartley. It has a great little dance sequence to it, and I was like, I figured it out. This is a song that we're each choosing a song to cover, and I thought, this is the song that I'm going to pick for us to cover. So I went to try and figure out how to play it. I was looking for the chords online, and it's just in some bizarre tuning where, like, every string is tuned to F sharp. Maybe that's a normal tuning. I don't know. But on the guitar is tuned to F sharp except for the bottom E. So I just said, you know what? I'm not gonna learn new tuning to play a song at a house party. But just so you know, you don't feel like you're missing out. This would have been the song that I would have played if I knew the intricacies of different tunings on guitar. And yeah, it's just such a pain to tune it. This can take like 2 minutes to do that minimum. And everyone's just going to be standing around. And, well, hopefully this gets you riled up early in the morning. Well, I guess it's not early in the morning anymore, but it's the morning. Hope it gets you riled up. It's not going to be played at a house party by me, but maybe by some of your friends. Either way, I hope you enjoy. I hope you're a cool thing.
about. Hit it where it hurts.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female.
Fear, fear, planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interview with bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, we're back for the last time today. Last interlude where I talk. The show is Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. The radio station is CITR 101.9 FM. We kicked off that set with the song Cool Thing by Sonic Youth off of their album Goo. I'm thoroughly irritated by how popular that album cover is. I mean, it's a great album cover. Don't get me wrong. It's very cool, and I love, I mean, whoever, you know, when they put it on a t-shirt, that also looked incredibly cool, and I think it's great, great choice, but I hate that in, like, every single somewhat indie movie, or where they have, like, not even indie movie, but a movie that prescribes to any sort of, have, like, any sort of alternative personality in the movie, they will wear this shirt to, like, prove their worth. You know, it's like any Judd Apatow movie where it's like, oh yeah, that guy, like, Paul Rudd will rock Goo, you know, a Sonic Youth Goo t-shirt, that kind of thing. Or like the guy in Jason Bateman in Juno, and even those I'm fine with, but it's awful when it's like a movie like, I can't even remember what it's called, like Eli and Stephanie, I don't know, some, the No Kiss List movie. It's on Netflix. For some reason I watched part of it. Absolutely terrible movie. I don't know if they actually have this shirt, like if one of the characters wears this shirt, but it's kind of that type of character will wear Goo by Sonic Youth. It's just like honestly everywhere. In any movie, TV show where they want a character to be somewhat alternative or like into music or cool things, they'll wear the Goo shirt by Sonic Youth because it looks cool, and it does. It is a very cool shirt, and they're a great band, but it's like, Jesus Christ, wear another shirt, you know? God. In real life, though, you know, where it's just irritating that I think people see and they go, oh, what a cool shirt. And then they buy it at Urban Outfitters, you know? And then you have the hordes of Urban Outfitted, goo-wearing Philistines. Cultural Philistines. Anyway. Great album, though. Great band. Cool shirt. I'm probably just saying this because I want the shirt. I don't own it. If anyone wants to give me the shirt, please do. So anyways, we listened to Cool Thing by Sonic Youth first, and then we listened to Truth or Consequences by Lee. That is the big song off their new album. which is being, I think, released tomorrow. They have an album release show tonight at Redgate. So go check it out. Should be good. I think Dumb's playing as well. Then we played them a little bit earlier. So, well, that's pretty much it. And we've got, it's been a pleasure, as always. Rocket from Russia is coming up next. And we've got one last song for you. It is the song Driving on 9, which is a really pretty tune by The Breeders. Just an honestly great song. And very catchy. And also one of the ones that have been debated to cover at a party. Still thinking we might do it. I don't know. Could be fun. Anyway, stick around for Rock from Russia. That will be fun. Thank you for listening. As always, this is Faceful Radio. I'm your host, Derek Coates. And it's a pleasure. I hope to be talking into a microphone and hoping that someone out there is listening again next week. Take it easy. Lemon squeezy.
Driving on 9. You could be a shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving on 9.